You're listening to a Ben and Gay podcast. On this week's episode, we go low. We cut deep. We only cover the serious news stories of the world. We talked about Kim Kardashian's press conference in the White House. Now pay very close attention to how we go from talking about ride-sharing services to prison reform and My Little Pony in the short space of a few minutes. Get ready for some really bad jokes about salt licks. Now, you wouldn't think it was possible for Gabe to be any more of a lesbian stereotype. Well, guess again. Gabe tried to impress me with her latest hobby, and I was not buying it for a second. Now, we love to tackle the weird and wacky, and this one really takes the cake. Western Australian homes suffered a power outage over the weekend. Now, I think what me and Gabe loved so much about this story was it wasn't because two horny kookaburras were bonking on an electrical line, causing a power outage to thousands of people's homes. It was actually because something genuinely exciting happened in Perth. This story was definitely one for the history books. Now, I said before we cut deep on this week's episode, and I meant it. I decided to bare my soul to Gabe and the Joy listeners and reveal what's really been upsetting me the most. Turns out television show cheating is a real thing. Now, just to fill in the blanks for a sec, that's when you make a commitment to watch a show with a friend and they pretend they haven't watched the episode when they actually have. Yes, I know, some people are really disgusting. And just wait for the dirty secrets Gabe revealed. You won't be able to sleep at night. It's a Ben and Gabe podcast and we're going to get into it now. You're here with Ben and Gabe. We are getting you up on your hump day.
Mm-hmm. It's chilly out there. It's 7 degrees. So if you're still in bed, make sure you get out of bed, put your slippies on straight away.
Make sure you do get out of bed. We're going to be talking about Kim Kardashian and My Little Pony.
Oh yeah, My Little Pony's
They're not connected.
No.
Some people might argue that Kim Kardashian's a horse.
I've never heard that.
Was that a low blow? I've said too much, haven't I?
It's low, bro.
Gabe, you've been getting fit. Your thighs are looking deliciously chunky.
Mm-hmm. My bottom's a little bit sore, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Also, I want to talk about these horny little birdies.
There were some horny little birds in WA.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a display of affection that ended in some fireworks. So we'll have a chat about that.
Yeah, they got shocked by the power Kylie style. Gabe, you went on a holiday over the weekend.
I did.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, I went to Heathcote. I went to wine country because that's what sophisticated people do.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I want to know more about that. I'm a little bit upset because someone's been cheating on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know.
It's a sensitive topic.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about
it. Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings on Joy. So we've got your entertainment news this morning. Mm.
Or should we say entertaining news? Kim Kardashian, always entertaining.
Yeah, hilarious. She wants to be a lawyer.
Yeah, when she grows up. Yeah. So anyway, good on her. I mean, we could all have dreams. Obviously, not all our dreams will come true. But, you know, she's giving it a crack.
She is giving it a crack.
Which is good. What's the news with Kim?
She was speaking at the White House last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you have to
do? It's one of those moments where you go, has the world gone mad?
Exactly. Who's going to be next? What, they're going to have just like the cookie monster in the White House doing like stuff?
Cookie! The count teaches Donald Trump how to count.
Yeah, exactly. Just for the record, cookies are a sometimes food, everybody. And I think Kim Kardashian is too. I mean, I think there's places where she should be and there's places where she shouldn't be. But what she got to say at the White House?
I kind of look. In all fairness, Kim's actually doing a good thing because she's actually been talking about prison reform. She's actually been campaigning for a lot of prisoners that have been given very harsh sentences to be released.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great because prison reform is a big issue in America and the world.
Yeah.
So she's actually kind of doing a good thing. Mm-hmm. The thing that she launched in the White House, though, is a program with a ride-sharing service called Lyft where prisoners will be being offered ride vouchers to get to work and see their family once they leave prison.
Okay. So,
what do you reckon about this?
I just feel like they're going to be using these little gift cards not to visit their family and ride to work. I'm thinking drive-bys, drug deals, just basically going to parties and doing whatever they want. California. I mean, if you're running for the cops, you just hire a Lyft and you can drive away from them. So I don't know. I just think it's very trusting.
Okay.
You think that these are right.
Yeah, I reckon the ride sharers are going to love these crims getting a car
exactly,
with them.
Exactly.
Kim Kardashian sent you, did she?
Yeah, exactly. So I just think
she also wants to be a lawyer. She wants to be a lawyer.
Yeah, she wants to be. But what's she doing about it? Is she actually studying?
I believe she is. No, she's actually gone to college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But everyone's sort of ripping her to shreds because she's like didn't finish college and now she's gaining it by just doing work experience at a San Francisco law firm.
Speaking of work experience, we have our work experience boy in today, Nicholas. Hello, Nicholas.
What do you think about Kim?
I think it's fair enough. If I had that much money and that much free time, I get bored and you know, start a law degree. Why not?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like the first idea she had was to go into prisons and just do like a makeover. So she'll just like go in and do all their hair and makeup and be like, now you'll be able to get a job.
Keeping up with the county jail or something. Yeah.
Very good.
Now, in other news, My Little Pony.
Yeah.
The cartoon show. They've introduced two lesbian characters.
Yeah, very
Aunt
cool.
Holiday and Auntie Lofty.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is pretty funny, but I don't know. They have like obviously like the femme chipper happy pony and then they've got the grumpy one. That's
the one
like
that
got
knits.
The short hair. Why does she have to be so grumpy?
I think she seems quite north sided gay. Everyone should go online and check her out. But she's got like a purple sweater on.
Yeah.
She's very north sided gay.
Yeah, she definitely rides a fixie.
But this is great because you know what, we had Arthur the other week where they had two characters come out as gay.
Yeah.
It's becoming a thing now that are being introduced into cartoons.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's a trend. It's actually just a really great thing that we're using as an educational tool for kids.
Yeah.
Some people are different.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
That's it. Cartoons imitating life.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say art.
No. Well,
you know what though? I'm thinking with these two lesbian characters in My Little Pony.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of salt licks.
Oh, God.
And
okay,
I've been pondering this all night.
Oh, don't ponder it, Ben. You'll never sleep
I wonder what kind of salt licks they had. I wonder if they'd be rainbow. I reckon, being in the world of My Little Pony would be great. Be like being at a music festival, yeah? Like
yeah,
Rainbow Serpent or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that My Little Pony, I must just say, I did watch an episode yesterday as research. Not because I wanted to, it was research. They've all got tattoos.
Oh, right.
They've all got little
like
stamps.
Like Big Boo in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, exactly. Well, couldn't tell you about her tattoo, but they've all got like little original stamps on their butt. So I think there's a little bit of outrage about, you know, being lesbian horses, but who's saying anything about tattooed horses?
They're all quite butch then, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Ben's got a sound effect, but every time he makes it, he kind of sashays his head around like he's a pony.
0427 Joy 949. I want to know your idea for maybe a gay cartoon. Because I reckon it's about time they made a gay cartoon.
Just all gay.
Yeah, all gay.
Yep.
What about a show called Twinkie? The story of a gay man who refuses to grow old and obsesses about youth.
Yeah, drives around on a BMX and plays PlayStation all weekend.
That would be like a lesbian story, wouldn't
it? Okay.
Breakfast on Joy.
There was a town in Perth last week that had its electricity cut out.
Yep.
Up to 1,000 homes had electricity cut.
Why? What happened?
Wasn't a power fault. Well, it was a power fault.
Yeah.
But do you know what it was caused by? Two kookaburras.
Ooh, two kookaburras. Oh. Is that an interview you pre-recorded with them, is it?
Yeah, that's...
They're just laughing. That's so mean.
So there was a man walking around in the town. He was near the corner of Albion Place and Fairlane Drive in Kareen, Perth.
Mm.
He didn't just see two kookaburras on the electrical lines. Mm-mm. Apparently he saw them getting it on.
Mm-hmm. They're doing the dance.
You said they were hooking up.
No, yeah. It's not easy for kookaburras hooking up because you're halfway through and your partner starts laughing at you. It's hurtful. It's not nice.
Anyway, the poor little guys, they got electrocuted.
Oh.
They passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
They passed away. And so with that electrical fault, bam, zap, 1,000 homes lost electricity.
Wow.
Thanks to the two horny birds in Perth.
Not everyone's...
How do you reckon people would have, you know, gone like, oh my God, it was terrible. You're not going to believe it. Last night we had no power in our homes. Mm. It was because two kookaburras were getting on our electrical lines.
That's a lot of friction to take down a whole...
A lot of friction?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
To like cause a fire that's going to take out the actual whole of a town's electricity.
You might say they were shocked by the power.
All right. Yeah, okay.
That's one hell of a way to go out with a bang, though.
All right, Ben's doing puns now. You got another one?
I don't know. I just reckon animals get it really good.
Yeah, right?
They can just do it anywhere they want in public.
Yeah, that's true.
But there comes with a price.
Yeah.
Just like George Michael. in the bathrooms in LA.
Okay. Mm. Did he also set fire to some?
No.
No. Okay.
He didn't.
Okay.
Okay. He also didn't like turn off the electricity in towns in Perth.
Mm-mm. I'm going to throw the work experience boy under the bus. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hi, Nicholas. We've got Nicholas in the studio.
What do you think about the two birds on a wire?
Oh, far more exciting than my sex life.
Yeah. Brilliant. Have you ever shut down power of a whole town?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. You'd hear about it. That's hilarious.
Poor little birdies.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're died doing what they loved, I guess. So good on them.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
Very exciting times.
What's happening, Gabe?
Oh, there's donation drive. I bought a BMX last week.
Did you?
Ooh, yeah.
Did you have the little training wheels on the side with the little streamers on the handlebars? Mm-hmm.
With my own money, didn't even have to ask my mum.
Yeah, right.
I have a job now delivering papers, so I just do what I want when I want. And
do you still put the, you know, when they say no junk mail, do you still put advertisements in the letterbox?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Because I don't know about you, but many people who deliver newspapers can't read. So I just oh, that's an interesting wingding symbol on there.
Anyway, so you've got a BMX.
I got a BMX, starting a BMX gang. So if you want to be part of my gang, SMS 0427, try and join. No, but it's great. I mean, I'm just doing all kinds of stuff, like just going around knocking over letterboxes and hanging out at the park. And
skate parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just hanging around parks. Yeah. Why BMX and not a normal bike?
It's a normal bike because, I don't know, I just saw it and it just reminded me of my past and my childhood of like just cruising the neighbourhood with my next door neighbours, and I bought it and it just brings so much joy to my life.
Having a bit of a like midlife crisis, perhaps.
So anyway, so me and my friends went down to Time Zone the other day and we got some Slurpees. It's super cool. If you want to join the gang, we're designing a jacket. We're going to have like little patches. We've all got Pac-Man stickers on our helmets as well. It's cool if you want to be a part of it.
What do you mean call the Pink Ladies?
I don't know.
Or it'd be like My Little Pony, the Salt Licks.
Yeah, it's you can't tell me what to do. You're my mum. That's what we call. You're not my mum.
So if anyone sees Gabe riding around the north side, call the police.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. You want to be in our gang, don't you, Ben?
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Not cool enough. I don't really want to. Anyway.
I was saying earlier, like I always just, you know, when I see the tradies in the morning, I just want to rug up with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they call the police on me.
Yeah, right. I don't think they need the police's help. Look, people who are at home right now that don't realise that every time the microphones go off, Ben is giving me grief. And now the work experience boy, he's piled on too. Why?
Well, don't freak out. If you get into trouble, because, you know, Kim Kardashian's becoming a lawyer.
Yeah, right.
So if
you
get into trouble, you say something wrong, she'll bail you out of jail.
Oh,
you know, all those tradies that I chase down, she'll help me out with that if I go too far.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know?
Good to know, good to know. So Kim Kardashian, she's got your back. She's going to be a lawyer when she grows up. So good on you, Kim. We've all got dreams. Good on you. So much stuff.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was great. You know, some people go to LA, some people go to Heathcote.
Yeah, right.
I went to Heathcote.
Yeah, cool.
Couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
To go to
How
LA.
Do you get, is that like a horse and cart type situation?
Well,
a couple chickens in the back. How do you do that?
It's you ride in a car, I think, would be your best option.
Yeah, right.
I thought about taking my BMX, but I thought it might take me a few days. So went out with some girlfriends. It's an annual little trip that we do up to wine country. So we fill up our wine pantries while we're there. Mm. Actually, now all the local wineries recognise us. So I feel like
they start bolting wood to all the windows. They're coming.
No, they just bring out all of the wines and that we're going to buy them.
You're keeping Heathcote alive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every year we go, we have different styles of accommodation. We've been in caravans, we've been in Airbnbs, we've been in hotels. We went for the motel option.
You share a room?
We did this time. Never been done before. So there was a big double bed and also a fold-out double bed.
Oh, I love the little fold-out.
I do not. Mine, it was crazy. It was like the sides kind of tilted inwards. Now, I've been told by exes in the past that I'm not very good to share a bed with. I just thought...
Is that because you tilt inwards?
I tilt inwards.
What are you, like Gumby or something?
No, well, I just like to get very close to people. So my friend woke me up in the middle of the night a couple of times just going, Gabe, Gabe. And I opened my eyes and I was literally like a centimetre away from her face.
Really?
She was like as far on the edge of the bed as she could go without falling off. And I was... literally had my head on her pillow, like I was that close to her. I've got another friend. You learn these things about people and their sleeping habits when you share a room. One of my friends slept talk the whole night.
Really? What were they saying?
She's got a baby, so she kept like going, shh, it's okay, it's okay. And then she'd like just kind of jerk her feet into the air and just lie there with her leg in
the air.
Well,
she keeps saying, my life is over, my life is over.
Yeah, exactly. No, but she was just like non-stop chattering, talking about weird stuff. So anyway, it's just like very interesting because, apparently I thought all my exes were liars, but apparently I'm a little bit too familiar.
Yeah, you should have put the voice recorder in. You know what they call? Imagine the things you would have heard.
Yeah, I could have. At one stage I looked up and my friend was just staring at me from across the room. Like she just had her head like popped up like a little meerkat and was just staring at me in her sleep.
I've got a friend that I share a bed with occasionally and I call him Charizard, which if anyone is familiar with Pokemon, it's the fire Pokemon, and he exhumes all this heat.
Yeah.
So when you're sleeping with him, it's like sleeping with Lucifer. Like the bed just gets so hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
He's not a Pokemon. He's a real person.
I was going to say, he's still sleeping with Pokemons. Yes.
Joy.
I've got something to get on my chest. Get off my chest. Sorry.
It's like it's not that kind of show.
My boyfriend's been cheating on me.
No.
Mm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
My best friend is cheating on me.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I know your best friend.
My friend has skipped ahead of a show we're supposed to watch together. I'm really unhappy.
You're such a boy that cried wolf. It's always so dramatic and then it's just like, oh, someone went ahead without me.
Yeah, my friend's watching shows ahead of me and it's really annoying me. We're supposed to be watching Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah,
He annoyed me the other night.
Oh, yeah.
He annoyed me.
Yeah.
I was working late.
Yeah.
You know, I had to work till 7.
Mm-hmm.
He messaged me. He's like, hey, what time are you going to be home?
Yeah.
I was like, well, probably not till about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
He was like, well, is it cool if I watch Handmaid's Tale?
He couldn't wait.
I tried to keep it under wraps, but I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, that's okay. Mm-hmm. He goes, you're annoyed, aren't you? I'm like, no, it's fine. He's like, you're really annoyed with me, aren't you?
Yeah. If someone says, it's fine, it's never fine. Nicholas, what would you do if someone said to you, it's fine?
Oh, I'd play dumb. I'm the best at that.
Oh,
I'm
going
to do what I want. That's a free pass for me. It's probably why I'm single, to be honest.
I don't like it because it's probably a timely reminder that I don't have a life.
Yeah,
I don't have time to watch a 40-minute show. But I think this is a real serious thing. This is a serious issue.
It is.
Yeah.
People get really
upset.
Screw
people that have real lives and boyfriends. Let's focus on the people that are single and just have television shows to watch.
Well, that means you've got all the time in the world to watch whatever you want.
Have you ever had this issue happen?
I have. I've cheated before and with my ex, and I would just pretend we used to watch Killing Eve together, and
if I went ahead,
I would just pretend that I hadn't watched it, so you watch it again, but you don't actually tell them that you've seen it. So I remember there was this one part where something really exciting happened and you didn't see it coming, so I knew it was coming up, so I had to pretend like I was really shocked and surprised when it happened. But that's okay, I'm a good actor.
I don't know if you are. Thanks so much for listening to this Ben and Gay podcast. You can listen to us every Wednesday morning from 6:30. And don't forget to follow us. You can follow me, Real Ben Hull, or Gabes Hogan. You can also follow our show page, which is Ben and Gabe Joy. These are all on Instagram, by the way. We'll be back next week. Bye.